1-888-3. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-1883. That's 1-800-600-1883. 1-800-600-1883.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Appliances is Holly.
Hi, Holly. My car is due for an oil change. Do you guys have any deals right now?
In the Valvoline, we've got full synthetic.
And that'll protect my engine?
That way you don't have to worry about deposits building up.
You really know your stuff. My daughter needs help with her homework. How are you with state capitals?
Awful.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline synthetic motor oil for just $27.99 and get a free pair of mechanics wear gloves by mail. While supplies last, see store for details.
Check out the Buffalo Wild Wings party menu today. It's got everything you need. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com or call today to order. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, St. Louis. This is AJ Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Go ahead and do the honors for John Landoff, and then it's going to open up most of the rest of the hour so that we can share some stories. I apologize for not getting to your emails if you emailed me in the last 24 hours, but it's just been a weird morning, and that's when I normally read them, and I haven't gotten to all of them yet. So if you sent me something and didn't get a response and deserved a response or asked for one, it's coming. It'll get there eventually. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet is where you buy the low overhead way. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Those are lyrics. Some of the most famous lyrics. Now, there have been a lot of car lyrics. Come on down. Go on down. Get the price. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That's no longer around. There have been some good jingles, some bad jingles. Jingles don't make the dealership. You can have a dealership without a jingle or a slogan. That's not that important. It's a nice little extra perk of a thing, I guess. And after this many years, I think most everybody, if you're from St. Louis for any time at all, know the... you wouldn't even have to say the word. Or if Dan played it on the harmonica. Dan, I know you're on the phone, probably a personal call. Play, don't tell me what it is, because he couldn't hear what I just said.
No, he couldn't.
He was on the phone,
yeah.
So Dan has no idea what he's talking about. Play me any car dealer jingle, and see if I can guess what it is. Just pick one at random.
A car dealer jingle?
Yeah, just a car dealer jingle at random,
okay.
And see if pick what it is. Okay. And you were on the phone, so you did not hear what we were just talking
about. No, I didn't.
And I believe it.
Yeah.
He tells the truth. He's not a liar.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Johnny Landoff.
Oh,
I already know.
Yeah.
Two notes and I knew. See?
Wow.
Now play the whole thing just to verify. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
Man.
Now, a lot of dealerships have jingles that they think people pay attention to.
Mm-mm.
They don't. They really don't. You're wasting your money. I'm going to have Dan give you an example. There is a car dealer. I won't name it. It's another, I'm not even going to say Chevy dealer or Ford dealer. All right, play what you would consider to be the next most well-known jingle, or one the dealer would think is well-known. Just go ahead, a car dealer jingle.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, No. That's the Londoff. That's Johnny Londoff.
Oh.
I recognize it.
Oh.
I want another jingle.
Another one?
Yeah.
That's
on the air. That the dealer probably thinks, oh, everybody loves my jingle. No, they don't. They didn't know what it is. Go ahead, play one.
I can't even think of one.
Play one. Now, see, I don't even recognize it.
Oh.
No.
I don't even recognize
it. I hate that place.
I know. Our jingle sucks.
Yeah. I've been to that place. Yeah, they're no good.
Yeah. See, you see the difference?
Yeah.
Any other jingle, you don't even recognize it.
Mm-mm.
Now, if somebody just said, buy the low blank way, the whole world would go overhead. Because they know. They know. If somebody said Washington blank exit, Elizabeth, they know. If you were to say, we...
In the city of...
No, Dan. That's not any well-known slogan or phrase.
No.
We own our building a lot. They would, right there, they'd know. See, that's how ingrained it is in people's heads. They are in the city of Florissant. There's 13 acres to this place. You would never, ever, if you pulled into Johnny Londoff and you pulled up, you got out of the car and somebody said, okay, how many acres do you think they have? You'd go, 2? No, 13. If you said, well, how many cars do you think they have here? Look around you, you'd say, a couple of hundred. No, you'd be wrong. More like 1,000. So the point is there's something there for everybody. There's plenty of selection. Something there that's in your price range. They're competitive. Their prices are, they put them up against anybody. These people that go, we'll beat anybody's price. Well, folks, that's such a ridiculous advertising piece of crap gimmick. We'll beat anybody's price. A nickel. If you beat it by a nickel, that's still beating. It doesn't mean anything. It's only important if you beat it by, really beat it, like, you know, $500 or $1,000. Well, nobody's going to beat their price by that kind of money or by any reasonable amount of money at all. They can't. So forget the whole price thing because they're blowing smoke, these other people. It's not going to happen. What you care about is, do they have what you want? And if they don't, can they get it? And the answer is yes. What you also care about is, how are they going to treat me? You'll see. I can't tell you because you'll have to go there. You go there and you let me know how they treat you. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com. All right, here's what we're looking for. And I'm going to say, well, does anybody have anything to say? I think Dan has a book segment.
Yeah.
Hang on, everybody. Dan?
Yes.
You got something for the Burke segment?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much.
What are those calls for, by the way?
One of them is Mike wanted to talk to you about your wife and her boots and everything.
Mm-hmm. Good story. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So last night, I took Sandy out for Valentine's Day, but we went to see Pump Boys.
Does this require some romantic music? Oh, Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Okay, this is not romantic, Bruce. Hold off.
No, we went and saw that.
Now, let's go back and remind people what I told you.
Yes.
I don't like musicals for the most part, and I don't like most plays.
No.
I've seen this thing twice. I thought it was tremendous. You tell them what you thought.
I thought it was tremendous. I did, too. I'm right with you on that. The harmonies, everything about the show was really good, and they're great musicians. And they play all the keyboard player was unbelievable. The bass player was tremendous.
Well, you would know that.
Yeah, I really, really got into that. But they were all, and the harmonies that they did were just great. So, and they brought me up on stage. For some reason.
Did you yell out, bring me on stage?
No.
Did you yell out Uranus?
No, I didn't yell out anything. They said at the intermission, when they come back, they're going to take out, everybody take out your tickets, and they are going to draw and have someone come up, and they're going to pick. You're going to pick a car freshener. So they.
Well, that's a nice gift.
Oh, it is. Oh. It was from the Pump Boys gas station. Mm-hmm. So they called my seat number.
And how many people were 200?
Oh, yeah, small theater? Yeah. There was about 200 people in there.
Piano know what I'm about to say. What is it about?
I don't know.
We have been more places where it doesn't matter if it's 1,000 people or 5. If it's a random selection, guess who gets called on stage? It's Dan.
For some reason, I got called on stage in Las Vegas during a magician show. I got called up on stage all the time at different places. It's so weird, but the show was just outstanding.
And you're so shy too, so that's weird for you to just jump up on.
I know.
You're such an introvert.
So when you got on stage, what happened?
I got up on stage and they asked me to pick one. They had a bikini, a girl in a bikini. They had an old T-shirt type of thing, and then one of those old Christmas tree ones.
Yeah.
So I leaned over to try to smell them, and then one of the girls said it probably all smells like plastic and everything, and so I picked the bikini.
They were encased in plastic.
Yeah,
you had to feel pretty stupid.
No, I was fine.
No, he really was fine.
I forgot.
I was okay. Stupid. And then they took me over to the dinette part of it, mm-hmm. and had me sit down. And the entire cast came over and they took a picture with me, and then sent me on my way. And that was it.
You know what I'm thinking happened. Is it a local cast, or are they traveling?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think it's probably a troupe that travels.
It probably is.
Word probably got out that in the audience was somebody famous.
A celebrity, yeah.
And they said, let's rig it so that we can get him up and get our picture with him. That's what I think happened. And now they can say, hey, look, we got a picture with Dan
Strong. Oh, wow, maybe.
So which fragrance did you get?
I picked the girl with the bikini.
That's not a fragrance. Bikini. What's the fragrance?
I have no idea. I haven't opened it yet.
Okay.
So, and I have a little picture. They had one of those little Polaroid, but it's a little tiny Polaroid picture.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen my niece got one of those for Christmas. It actually prints out of the camera.
Yeah.
That's what Polaroid makes now, but they're very tiny.
Yeah, it's a small one.
They still make a Polaroid camera?
Oh, yeah.
This is their newer, you know, I guess they're trying to capture.
Is it digital or is it?
I believe it saves them on a card too, but it'll also print right out of the back of the camera. Wow. A little picture. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to bring the picture in. It's
how long is the show playing? And by the way, they should be paying us for this.
Through the 19th. It's through the 19th.
That's so. It?
Yeah.
Because my wife wanted to go see. We've seen it twice, but it'll be over by the time.
I know.
Back.
No, and good. We leave Sunday. We leave on the 19th.
That's why I just said it'll be over by the time we get back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, there was. You remember I said you said you had your day started horrible. My day started terrible because my car had a light come on the dash, and it was EOC. I had no idea. And then there's a thing that comes up on my other display, and it says something about my coolant temperature is this, and it kept climbing and all this other stuff. So I called Todd over at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Service Department, talked to him. He was like, bring the car in. And so I ended up checking on Google, found out that the EOC was a button in my car, and I ended up turned that off, and then the coolant is doing fine, and it's just a display that just popped up, and so I was just extremely happy about that. And then
it was a button that you bumped accidentally?
Yeah. And then I had to order a prescription. So the pharmacy calls, and they said... No, hold on.
Wait, no, hold on.
No, hold on. It gets better.
Okay.
The pharmacy
it gets
called.
Better. How could it?
Pharmacy called, and they said, the insurance is denying this.
Oh, boy.
You've had two refills already, and what they want to do is they want to do the mail order prescription stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're big.
Oh, I had
Express.
My wife, Angela, had to deal with that with a recent prescription.
Yeah.
So they said, here's the number to call. So I called the number. I got, and I'm expecting with an insurance company, a health insurance company, I'm expecting a big fight, a lot of issues. This girl was tremendous And she said, all you have to do is just say you want to opt out. I said, I want to opt out. And she goes, okay, done. Just call the pharmacy and tell them you're opted out and everything's good to go. And it was. It was like everything just kind of started off kind of crappy.
This is your Merck segment?
Yeah. Well, and the pump boys and dinettes.
Okay. Anything else?
Let me think.
Hey, capture that audio for if we ever have to play back.
Best of
segment. That story he just told about the prescription. That was great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that should
too
be
bad. Those are good stories.
Yeah, thanks.
Pion, did you have anything?
No.
Oh, I close this thing.
No, I know. They're top guys.
Oh, man.
I hate you both.
We know you do. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start in this room. Yesterday, Tom Matheny told a great story of romance, love. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, of course, and we're going to try to keep the feeling going here with stories, because we ran out of time. Every man has done something romantic, very romantic. I used to... Bruce, if you want to, you probably start playing the romance music. I told you this before. There used to be in the Globe, the old Globe Democrat, I think it was. They ran a series of little cartoons called Love Is.
Oh yeah,
and it was two little people. He and she, little boy, little girl, and it said love is dot dot dot, and then it would say sharing the same toothpaste. Okay, love is doing the dishes when it was her night to do. Mushy stuff.
Love is the Dutch oven.
Why do you have to ruin stuff? And so I cut those out every day, and I gave them. And my wife somewhere has a collection, a bunch of these little love is
people. Still to this day she has them?
Somewhere. I don't know where they are, but I'm sure she kept. Women don't throw that stuff away. So it's in the basement somewhere. But that's a romantic thing that you do that you would not do now. You kidding? You do that when you're desperately trying to, you know, get something. And now we turn to Peon, and he can tell his very most romantic. So the most romantic, it doesn't have to be about Angela, the most romantic thing that in anybody's eyes would be considered, wow, super romantic. What was it?
It would have to be with her. The only one that even comes close is how I proposed to her at on one of our trips. I guess it would be coming up on 9 years ago, because I guess between the engagement and the marriage was a
year. I don't remember how you did that.
I don't remember either.
She didn't know about it, and our trip that year was around Valentine's Day, so I had the ring with us and on the trip. She didn't know anything about it. And she was in the shower one day at the resort,
and you walked in the shower and you had it on your wiener.
No.
Hey, you see anything?
No. Hey, like it would fit. It was one of those resorts that did towel animals.
Oh, I remember that.
And so I think it was an elephant maybe or something. It was something that had paws. So I stuck it in the end.
You stuck it in?
You
weren't even married yet.
Well, she was in the shower.
I stuck the ring in one of the end of one of the feet, the front feet.
Oh,
of the of
like
the
little animal.
It was just
wearing
sitting
a ring.
On. Yes, and so then you got a prodder to go.
Prodder.
You have to say.
Well, she was in the shower.
She probably wouldn't have noticed it. So then you have to go. Hey, isn't that a really neat towel animal they made today? And she goes, yeah, barely noticing it. Yeah, oh yeah, that's cute. And I go, no, I think you want to
take a closer look.
Yeah, and that's it. That's the sad part. About it is you have to knock them over the head with it. But yeah, that's the only one I can really
think
of.
No, the sad part is she saw it. She acted like she didn't. Yeah, that's a cute. They do that.
Oh, I can barely see it from here. That was
so. That's your most romantic thing.
I think
you put
so.
The ring
I'm not
on the little
very...
the little towel.
Yeah,
animal.
we don't do a lot of romance stuff with the
Dan. Most romantic.
Man.
Come on. You had a day to think about this.
I know. And I was trying to think about
maybe
stuff.
Maybe you've
and
never done anything romantic.
I don't know that I really have done anything really romantic like that or, you know.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't have anything.
Thank you. Good contribution.
I did this, and you may have done... Have you ever... for your daughter, though... my daughter had a boyfriend. She was probably 14 or 15 years old. And I hated this kid.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand him. And I knew that he was a big jerk. And when Valentine's Day came up, and she was looking so forward to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Because she had a boyfriend and all this other stuff. And he just kind of said, I spent the money that I was going to use to do anything with you on... something like a tattoo or something that he wanted to get.
Yeah.
And then he says, we can't go out or do anything, so I'm just staying home tonight. And it was like Valentine's Day, and he had told her all along he was going to kind of take her out to dinner and do some other
things. Let her on.
Yeah. So
she was crushed.
Oh yeah. So I went to Edible Arrangements and on Valentine's Day and had to sit and wait, and then someone canceled. So I bought this one that they canceled on, took that to her, and then took her out to dinner. That was it.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
It wasn't romantic,
it's sick.
I hope not.
But it ties in. You made her Valentine's Day a little better.
And then I went over and killed him.
And killed the boy?
Yeah.
Now you got a story.
Yeah.
So let's see. I've written my wife two letters in all these years, real, actual letters. I didn't mail them to her because we lived together, but I handed them to her, only two. The last one was 15 years ago. We've been married 25 years. No, I'm sorry, 20 years ago. And... at about the 25-year mark, I'm pretty sure it was 25, that Christmas, I guess, following the 25th year, we had gone about 25 years. I think that was the mark. It's Christmas time, and we had gone from having no engagement ring and no honeymoon, and I told you this before, we never left home. We got married. I have to set this up so you realize just how incredibly romantic I was this particular night. We get married on a Saturday. We live in a trailer park, in a real trailer park, not double wide, fancy, extended the size. It's a dump of a trailer with rented furniture, $90 a month with furniture in a trailer park. Get married on Saturday, go home to our trailer. Monday morning, we both go to work. She goes to work for Venture, and I go to my part-time job at a radio station typing out things for people who are actually on the radio to read. Just, chicken dinners and things like that. Years go by, no engagement ring. After about 7 years, I managed to scrape up $700 by selling a motorcycle and got her a diamond that was a horrible diamond. I said the other day, Helen Keller could see the flaws in this diamond. It was just a terrible diamond, but it was her first ring. There was a point where we didn't have kids until we were married 9 years. Because she said we're not having sex for 9 years. No, I'm kidding. But we didn't have kids for 9 years. We did have then our kids, and our first son had to have heart surgery when he was 6 years old. Had open heart surgery, which is a terrible thing to go through. The other thing worse is you lose a child, but, it's bad. So she's in the hospital, the children's hospital, and she's sleeping on the floor in the intensive care part with him while he goes through this thing. I contacted a jeweler, and what she didn't know was I had managed to take that horrible $700 ring and step it up and upgrade to about a $5,000 ring. But it wasn't a ring yet. I just had the money. So I had a jeweler go to the hospital room and walk in where there she was, and I told him where to go, and he opens up one of those black velvet cloths, and I had him take every stone that was somewhere in the price range of about $5,000 and lay them out and say, you pick it, pick one. And I thought, you know what, I was very proud of that, because and then I came in the room and I said, look, I asked him to come. This has been a tough thing, and you deserve a better ring than this, so you pick out the stone, and then later we'll get the mounting you want, and we'll have it. So we did, and we had another better ring made. Now she has a 5,000, I think maybe a $7,500 ring. Nice ring. Then comes the 25 years, it's Christmas, we never go to the Ritz-Carlton, and I'm not knocking the Ritz-Carlton, it's just not somewhere we go. I haven't had dinner at the Ritz-Carlton, I don't think, in 10 years, more. But for whatever reason, we decided, all three kids, she and I are going to go to the Ritz-Carlton for dinner. Because it's Christmas, and the Ritz-Carlton's lobby at Christmas is spectacular. And we never do any really fancy stuff. We just don't do all that. We don't make a big deal out of birthdays. My kids really never asked for much for Christmas. They had what they needed. What I had done is I had had a ring made. She had at some point taken a magazine and torn out a page. And there was a ring. It was a jewelry and like Tiffany's or something. And there was this spectacular ring in there. I had found that page, and I took it to a jeweler, and I had that ring made, only better. And she didn't know it. So it's in the box, it's ready to go. We're kind of dressed up, because we are going to dinner at the Ritz-Carlton. And in the lobby of the Ritz-Carlton, with the three kids there, I hand her this letter. And I said, I want you to read this. She still has it. That's just the other thing, folks. You know how they say you do something online, social media, it's always there. If you ever write up something real schmaltzy and mushy, they will never get rid of it. They'll hide it. It's there in the house somewhere.
And it's
so
there for them to use and take out every once in a while to say, remember when you were like this?
Well, I remember a time when I thought you loved me. Didn't you write this?
Yeah.
So,
did the kids know at this point? Did they know beforehand?
I think they did. I think they ran on it. So she starts reading. My wife is not a crier. She's not. That's my job. I do that. As she's reading it, she just starts. I mean, and women don't like to cry because it messes their makeup up, especially when they're really like, you know, dressed nice to go to a nice dinner. But she just started sobbing because, if I do say so myself, and I haven't read it since I wrote it, but I remember it was my version of the story of getting married with nothing and going from no ring, no honeymoon, nothing, to the ring that I got from selling a motorcycle that was not much of a ring, but to the hospital and the step up. And I'm telling the whole story, and I'm just reminding her of what we did and how it progressed. And then somehow toward the end, in whatever words I used, I said, but I think it's time now for the ring that you actually deserve. And when she got to the end of it, and she's just sobbing, I don't know if I handed her the little box or one of the kids did or something. She opened it up and then just, woo, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Because for that moment, I was the king of romance.
Oh,
and that is the ring that she still has, and it's probably the ring that she'll have to the end, and our daughter will have it, because there's not going to be, I can't imagine there'll be another one, because this is a nice one. And that was probably the most romantic that I've ever been, except for little stuff like sitting in church and drawing little pictures of each other, and, you know, this is me and this is you. That kind of stuff.
You would do that in church?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
What else are you going to do? Listen to the preacher?
I know.
Who wants to hear that? So that's probably it. And it was the fact that she cried like that. She just doesn't cry. She just not, it's not that she's not compassionate. She just doesn't. let herself get too sad. She won't. She doesn't like sad stuff. She doesn't like tragedy. She knows it exists, but she just rather not dwell on it or talk about it or think about it. But this she was kind of cornered. She didn't have any choice in this one. So that was the Christmas, I guess, and the romantic thing.
Oh my goodness, that has Peon and I both beat to a pulp. But I remember with Debbie a long time ago. This was at the old arena, and this was romantic to me and to her. I had credentials to the Blues all the time, and I knew the PR guy and everything. And so
before you started counterfeiting tickets?
Yes. Yeah. So I talked to him and I said, hey, and this was right around Valentine's, and the Blues were playing. They were playing the Calgary Flames, and her favorite player was Doug Gilmore, and he had been traded to Calgary. So I ended up taking her to the press area. We went and ate the press food and everything and got to sit in the press box and all this other stuff.
But she thought you were important.
Oh, yeah.
You are somebody.
And we had just started dating, I think, at that point. And so we went downstairs, and she's like, where are we going? I said, well, just stay right here. And I went back into the locker room, and I knew some of the Blues, so I went and talked to them a little bit, and we went and got Doug Gilmore, and he came out and in his uniform and everything and took pictures with her and everything and met her and everything. So she was like going crazy. Yeah. That's how long ago that was with Doug Gilmore. He got traded from the Blues.
I have one other one, but I don't think it means anything to anybody because it involves a singer that most people don't know. His name was John Gary. John Gary was a crooner. He was a Jack Jones, but he was what a beautiful voice. He actually had a TV show, a Danny Kaye replacement show, I believe, on the network television for a while. And she and I like John Gary. And now we are set to be married. We're not married yet, but it's only a week or so away, a week or two away. The Ramada Inn in Fenton used to bring in some big name, Frank Gorshin.
Oh, yeah.
They'd bring in big comedians. They brought John Gary in. And, again, he's a singer, and I don't expect people to know who he is. You can go on iTunes or whatever and check out John Gary. He's a tenor. I'm telling you, when you are really in love, you do stuff you can't believe you can pull off. I get on the phone and I start making calls, and the next thing you know, I have made arrangements for, and here's what happened. We're sitting, it's like a dinner club. Seats, and there's, I believe there's a dinner, and then there's a show. And he comes out on stage, and he's singing. And after a couple of songs, or four songs, or whatever, he stops. And he walks over and he looks at her and he calls her by name. And she's stunned. I mean, her name's not an easy T-Y-A-N-N, Tyann. He says, Tyann. And she just, And he said, I believe you and this guy are going to be married this weekend or next weekend or whenever it was. And she just sort of nodded yes. And he said, well, he's asked me to sing this. And he gets down on a knee and he sings to her and then hands her an album that he assigned to her.
Oh,
and I'm
goodness.
Telling you, you know, unless it's a name of a singer, you know, it doesn't mean much. But trust me, folks, insert name of whatever singer you would just bleh over. And that's the impact it had. So I forgot about that one. You know, more I think about it, I'm actually a really romantic guy.
Man, I could just hear that now. Tyann, listen.
I'm John. No, John Gary.
Oh.
Not Carney.
Oh. Okay.
No, John Gary.
Oh.
Yeah, he's passed away now, so. Whew. I almost can't believe that I just told the stories about me that was the same person that I am now. But Peon's, the short version of Peon's meeting of Angela.
Oh, that's the best.
My goodness, folks.
Yeah, that one's really romantic.
No, it's not. But we're going to give you the 3-minute version of that right now. And can you do the short version? You are single. You work here. You have the same job you have now.
Yes.
You get an email. You had told us what? You had told a story?
Total story, yes. I was in a gym.
This is the story you told on the air, the short version.
Which right. I can't believe he even told this story on the air.
No, because back then he didn't say that much.
I know.
I've always been kind of an open
book. You told a story.
But, yeah, so I said I was at the gym one day, and I've had a... I think I had this issue more than once, but I actually had to leave that time because I wear boxer shorts and gym shorts, and I would go to the gym, and on occasion, just by being on, I would work out on the treadmill, and just by the interaction on the treadmill.
The rubbing.
Between, yes.
And if there's a good-looking woman.
And it necessarily wasn't even that. It was just, you know, the ones
the
that just come up sometimes. That
you can explain
even,
something to women.
Yeah, they have no idea about that.
At this point, you're how old?
I'm 39 now.
No.
Oh, at this point.
In
oh,
the 20s.
Man, I would say, no, I would have was probably about, oh, shit, I can't even think now. Mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
So.
So let me explain this to women. When you're a young guy, if you wonder, what is it that causes a guy to get aroused, to get I could say erection, it's things like this. Hi.
Yeah. Or you don't even have to say hi.
Yeah, there was
or
even
they might just look
with...
at you and wave. It doesn't take much.
You
so,
cannot even be having to think about anything
no, it just
sexual.
It just happens.
Just, yeah, nature takes its course. So
what happens is Mr. Happy realizes, hey, I haven't jumped up for at least 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I better jump up and make sure he knows I'm here.
I'm
and
moving that around
old,
right now.
That old saying is he has a mind of it has a mind of its own.
Yes.
Your little brain, do your thinking for your big brain. That's true when you're younger.
So you're in
So
there.
I told that story. I was at the gym. I had that happen. And then I had to try to... It would not go... It was one of those deals. And then all
it
of a sudden...
deflate.
And then you don't want to have people notice because then they go, get this... You know, they're going to call the cops.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you have to kind of slink out of the gym and, you know,
backwards.
Walk over hunched over.
like you
leaning forward
something.
The whole time.
With
like
as much like tail out as you can have.
Like your back is hurt or something.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, my back.
Yeah. Oh, and so I told that story in the air. And then, yeah, she sent me an email. She goes, I thought that was funny that you would talk about that on the show. And
I want to meet you, buddy.
Yeah. We just corresponded for a while by email. Eventually met at a date.
I got to tell you, how many other none? Other emails did you get from women who heard that story? Any?
No.
That's what's
that was
so amazing
yes,
to me.
Yeah, no, it was...
Is that would cause her to write.
Exactly.
Because it would cause a lot of women to go, well, that pervert. Now, here's what I'm thinking. And in her mind, she's now curious. When he gets these, are they significant inside?
Oh, sure, yeah, I'm sure.
Is he that? Does he have that much of a
she
hair
was
trigger?
Obviously intrigued. So yeah,
and but, obviously then when the time came to the point of discovery, she wasn't disappointed.
She was satisfied.
Still with him. Still with him. That's a good story. That
it works.
Not quite romantic, but.
And then before we break, and we have to, I know we do, but. I guess we have to break down. We're way behind. That's all right. It's fun. Let me do this, and I'll be caught up, and you can take her up, and we'll get the playhouse. We'll get all that other stuff in.
And Bill will have to go.
No, he won't. We'll get him, won't we?
Oh.
If I get some
Yeah, we might stuff, be able to get him in
here. Yeah, we'll get him in here. Good feed stores. I don't know if people have ever had a romantic meeting, met at the Good Feed store, and it ended up in, you know, matrimony or something. It could. Going to happen. There could be two people in there, and one hears the other one go, well, I came in because my knee is killing me, and I think the pain's coming from my foot. And the other person goes, hey, that's why I'm in here, too. What's your name? And next thing you know, they're married. I don't think that's ever happened, but who's to say it couldn't? The Good Feed stores are all over the country. There are two in the St. Louis area. What they do for people is eliminate pain. Eliminate pain for thousands and thousands of people. Pain that, yes, in many cases is in the foot or feet of the customers, but sometimes it's somewhere else. But it's radiating, originating from the foot. And I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a podiatrist. I can't really explain how it works, except that... nerves run through your whole body, and sometimes when your foot, a portion of your foot is experiencing unnecessary and undue and excessive pressure because of the way you stand or walk, it doesn't always just hurt your foot. That pain can shoot to another part of your body, your knee, your hip, your back, headaches. And if by just shifting that weight distribution a little bit, you can relieve that pressure, if by doing that you can also relieve the pain, fantastic. That's great. That's what happens a lot of times. Let's see if it'll happen for you. You know that painkillers help. You've tried that, but you don't want to keep doing that. You know that you could down the road if you had to have surgery, but you'd rather not do that. But have you tried the Good Feet solution? Have you tried that yet? And if you haven't, let's do that. What do you say? You don't need an appointment. It's not going to cost you anything to go in there. And I'm going to tell you where to go in a second. And it won't take long. And just maybe an insert, arch support. Not the ones you buy in the drugstore where they have only 30 to choose from. I'm talking about where they have hundreds. So that they get the one that is exactly the one that does the trick. Here are the places you go, and again, you don't need an appointment. On Olive, just west of 270, Catty Corner, across from TGI Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois, on Green Mountain Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet Stores.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, can I go long enough to push Bill into the playhouse?
That's real nice.
Yeah, I just, try to help out here. Hey, this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices on everything you need to promote your business this year. Business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Visit staples.com/copy and print for more. Staples, make more happen. Cleared the accident northbound 67 at the bridge, at the Lewis Bridge, but you still have heavy traffic from the Lewis Bridge up through Highway 94. Also moved that accident on northbound 170 off to the right shoulder. Still traffic is slow from Natural Bridge. Cleared the accident southbound 270 before 55. You have stop and go traffic from Page down to Doherty Ferry, and then from Marshall Road to a little bit south of Highway 44. Westbound Highway 40 was boiled through McCausland. You're also heavy from Spady, mostly in the right lane out through Highway 270, and eastbound 270 stacks up McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon can tell you why, so you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product. Powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists. Your personal florist since 1883.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. Any size order of traditional wings costs half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Sean Rimmerman.
Together, they host the Superior Healthcare Show, brought to you by Comfort Care St. Louis. Sunday mornings at 7 on KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. Used it this past weekend. Work like a charm and will for you, too. Again, that's STL Taxi, Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great, Bill. How about you?
Good deal. Doing well. Well, researchers say much of Florida could be underwater by the end of the century.
Mm.
On the bright side, they say it could happen much sooner. So, look for that.
Oh, Florida here.
Wow.
I know.
Florida.
Hillary Clinton told a supporter the other day her greatest strength is her passionate commitment to helping people.
Isn't that nice?
For instance, it's true, I think. In the last 8 years, she's helped two different men become president. So she's very helpful. Very helpful. And finally, well, health officials say now that Britain's obesity rate is almost the same as the rate in the United States. Mm. The average British person weighs 190 pounds, or to us, $300.
Conversion joke.
Yeah, it's all
clever.
That is clever. So, Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM. Son of a God dang it.
I
almost made it through.
I hope your girlfriend's not listening. I can't sleep with him. He's got a disease.
The AM and the PM cab company in downtown St. Louis. Man, I'm Bill Cleveland. I'm the Big 550 KTRS.
Right, thank you, Bill. What would be funny if, like, she happened today was the first time she ever listened to it.
That's it.